Right, the mayor of Fall River, Massachusetts, has two arrests under his belt. Most recently, it was on charges that he extorted money from applicants applying to run marijuana businesses in the city. He has been ousted by the city council. Well, today, Fall River voters will decide whether 27-year-old Jaisal Correa should have another shot at running their city. Here's Nadine Sabai of the Publix Radio in Rhode Island.
It's been a tough few weeks for Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa, but you'd never know it. Many Fall River residents still appear to love their mayor, in spite of the 24 charges that have been filed against him in less than a year. Standing outside City Hall, a group of about 30 people held up campaign signs as cars drove by, honking their horns to show their support for Correa. Catherine Botello was there as the enthusiastic young mayor in a suit shook hands with every supporter that showed up.
What do I want to say to him? He knows how I feel about him.
Yeah.
I love him like he's my son.
Botello and Correa smiled at each other.
My friend. How do I feel about you?
Oh, you love me.
I love you. I know you do. I know you do.
But just 2 weeks before the city's preliminary election, this same mayor was in handcuffs. Federal law enforcement officials allege Correa extorted hundreds of thousands of dollars from marijuana vendors who wanted to get licenses to participate in the Massachusetts legal pot market. Prosecutors say he sometimes accepted payment in the form of 12 to 15 pounds of marijuana. On the day of Correa's arrest, the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Andrew Lelling, said the investigation is just beginning.
If the allegations in today's indictment are true, Mayor Correa has engaged in an outrageous, brazen campaign of corruption, which turned his job into a personal ATM, victimizing not only the specific people noted in the indictment, but the residents of the city that he is supposed to lead.
The city council ordered Correa to turn over his keys and government-issued car. But so far, he's refused to do it. And it's not the city council's first attempt to oust the mayor either. Correa's legal troubles began after he designed an app shortly before becoming mayor that would help businesses attract consumers while they were shopping. At 26 years old, he was indicted for allegedly milking the app's investors and using the money to buy a Rolex watch and fund a lavish lifestyle. When Correa was arrested for that, a recall election was held, where he was recalled and voted in as mayor on the same night. Now, Correa is banking on his supporters to be there for him in a new election today.
They know there are a bunch of nonsense allegations, and I think they also know, I know they know, that we've done a good job. This team at City Hall has done a good job for the people of Fall River.
City Council President Cliff Ponte is working hard to keep Correa out of office. Ponte says if Correa is reelected mayor, it'll hurt Fall River's economic stability.
The mayor completely lacks credibility, and at this time, due to the additional multiple charges, when he creates a lack of credibility in the city, for example, would a national company be willing to negotiate economic development opportunities for someone under indictment? We don't know that.
Correa will face off against two other candidates today. The top two vote-getters will be placed on the general election ballot in November. For NPR News, I'm Nadine Sabai in Massachusetts.